Welcome everybody. Shir number 1348. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Lerfuah Shlem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana Lerfuah Shlem Yehudas Chava Bas Libar Nina Lerfuah Shlem Afraid Bas Rivka. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about salt water. So Lemaisa, we've spoken about a few times. We mentioned that our siman is Shin Chaf Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos, and we went through some of the halachas in reference to salt, right? Salting vegetables and so on, which we're going to get. We have to get back to. We have a lot more to go, and I'm just trying to cover some various different aspects of it. So we also mentioned the fact that our malach of ma'abe tanning, we spoke about, you know, in conjunction with leather and so on, but one of the main parts of our malacha is the preserving, right? So salt, as we said, salt is one of the ways that you preserve, whatever the case is, however it's used. So I just want to read. So in that, so we spoke about the salting of the vegetables. Now we want to talk about, what about making the salt water itself? Okay, so the Mishnah tells us in our Siman Shinchav Aleph, Sifkot and Tes, going on Sif Beis, right? In the Sif Beis, before we get to the Mishnah, I'll just read a little bit from Sif Beis. He says like this, very simple, and he says it interesting, the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch actually says it, Shulchan Aruch says it actually before the halachas of salting per se. He talks about the salt water. He says, Ein oisin mei melech, one is not allowed to make salt water, mei melech harbe, a lot of salt water. What does that mean? We'll see. Okay, so he says, Ein oisin mei melech harbe biyachad losis losaycha kavashim mishim dedome le'ibud. It's because it's part of the pickling process, right? Pickling, preserving. Okay, so again, we have to explain what exactly that means and what are the guidelines to that. But tells us the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesod, the foundation as to what it's all about. Before we even get to that, he says in Sifkot and Tes, Yorak Kshekovshim Oysos Tegel Kedei Lizkaim. In other words, a vegetable that is pickled, right, goes through pickling process, preservation, preserving it. Since it's may, the salt water is put there, in order to, that it should hold longer, right, it should be preserved, quote unquote. It's therefore, it makes it very similar to the tanning process, which we've been talking about in reference to the hides, shehamelach mekaymai, because of the fact that the salt preserves it and keeps it for a longer period of time. Okay, so he just explains something which we spoke about in the past. Also, just the yisayid and the guidelines. Vafagav the kaimelun, even though we learned ein ibud ba'ochlem minatayra midyaraisa, even though we learned in the past that there's no ibud the malach of tanning when it comes to food, right, does not apply in a term. But midrabbanan, it would still be asa. There are certain things which are asa midrabbanan, and this making salt water is still asa midrabbanan. Now again, how to make it, what to make it, how much, whatever the case is. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, said to make a lot at a time. What exactly that means, we'll talk about. But let's first establish the halacha guidelines, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, so then he goes on to say, okay, be it as it may, if you're putting it into something, or you're putting something into that, okay, but we'll, that all we have to talk about. Okay, so now just to get back to the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, and of course, as we go down the line, we'll see the practical applications of it and how it applies. Okay, he says like this, Avul Yochel, so we said you can't make a lot. Ne melech harbe biyachad, don't make a lot at one time. Avul Yochel, lasos mimenu ma'at. You can make a little. You can make a little bit, lasos l'saycha tavsh, a little bit of salt water to put into the food. Okay, so then he says, okay, so what, you know, what do we call a lot? What do we call a little? So it tells us the Shulchan Aruch goes further, is establishing the guidelines. Vim nosan l'seicha shnei shlishei melech. If you put in 2/3 salt, if a person puts in so much salt, which is a lot of salt, vim nosan l'seicha shnei shlishei 2/3 salt into the water, then it's also lasis mimenu afilu ma'at. Then you can't even make a little bit of salt, right? You'll say a little bit of salt water. I'll make a small amount of salt water, but I'll make it very strong. right? I'm putting in 2/3 of salt. I'm making the salt water very strong. Could I do that, right? I'll make only a little bit. We just said before, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch told us we can't make a lot, right? But I'll make a small amount, but I'll make a very strong salt water. So even that, if it's 2/3 salt, so that we can do either, even to make it a small amount. Okay, so now the question is, why can't one make even a little bit, like we said, a lot, okay, I can understand, large amounts, whatever the case is, we're preserving, so a little bit, what's the problem? So he says the Mishnah Berurah, Mimnation Nirika Oise Murias Lichboish by Dagim, because of the fact that if you make a small amount and it's very strong, like this 2/3 salt in the water, very strong, it becomes like a brine, he says. Mimnation Nirika Oise Murias, it becomes like a brine, which is a very salty type of water, Lichboish by Dagim, in which they pickle fish. It's a sort of a process they do to preserve fish in this pickling process. Kein Derech Lasis Murias. This is how you make brine, this type of Murias thing, this brine. And so therefore, one has to be, that's the reason, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, why one has to be careful even to make a small amount, because again, it's very similar to this whole pickling process. It's a type of a brine type of thing that's used taka for fish. And again, it looks very similar to preserving, and therefore we have to be careful. It would be a drabonon under the malacha of ma'abed as far as making salt water. Okay, so backtracking a minute. What are we talking when we say, okay, so fine, we understand that you can make a small amount of salt water when it's very strong. But just backtracking, we said a small amount that's not very strong, or whatever. It's not, like we said, it's not 2/3 salt in the water. It's a small amount and it's not very strong. So that could be done for dipping in the food. So the Mishnah Berurah just explains to us in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, just to read in English, he says, not just for cooked food, what are we talking about? Or for dipping, says the Mishnah Berurah, or for dipping ones, again in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, or for dipping one's bread into it. A person wants to dip bread into salt water or something along the like. It's also, he brings down, it's also likewise permitted to pour salt water, this salt water that's not very strong, onto pieces of roast chicken or fish on Shabbos or the like. And then he explains further, this may be done irrespective of the of whether one needs it for the meal or they intend to eat it. In other words, do they need it for the meal or that one intends to eat it immediately and the needs, or it's possibly for a different meal. But to do it, obviously, to do it for the week, I'll prepare the salt water for Motzei Shabbos or whatever. That obviously he can't do. Okay, now I just want one quick correction. When the Mishnah Berurah said, we said, whether he's doing it for this meal, we'll talk about that as far as has to be for the upcoming meal. Doing it for this meal, it means for a different need, which we'll see in the practical applications, that, you know, that would be okay. But the point is, of course, he can't do it for during the week. Now, as far as if you have to do it for right away, that we'll see upcoming shiurim. We're going to see more of the practical applications. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.